Today, we're going to be diving into a topic that's making waves in both the tech world and the world of, well, reality. AI-generated video. And specifically, a company called Synfisium. They just got a massive investment. You might remember all that buzz about deepfakes a while back. Those videos where it seemed like somebody was saying or doing something they never actually did. Well, Synfisium is using similar technology, but they're focusing on the business side of things. Think about it. Custom avatars, delivering presentations, training videos, marketing messages, all sorts of stuff. And businesses are really embracing it. Synfisium says they've got over 60,000 companies using their platform. That's a huge jump from just a year ago. This brings us to the really fascinating part. Investors just poured $180 million into Synfisium, valuing the company at a staggering $2.1 billion. That's much as pocket change. It signals that this technology is poised to become a major force. Synfisium's CEO, Victor Ripperbelly, he says they're using this funding to push the boundaries of realism even further. Imagine avatars that move naturally, interact with objects, and even respond to you in real time. That's the future they're building. But of course, Synfisium isn't alone in this space. There are tons of companies popping up offering AI video solutions. Some are even promising to create lifelike avatars from just a minute of video footage. What sets Synfisium apart, according to their investors, is their laser focus on businesses. They're committed to making their platform safe, secure, and compliant. No deepfake scandals here. They're all about responsible use of this powerful technology. And it's not just venture capitalists who are excited about Synfisium. Even tech giant Atlassian is getting in on the action, investing in this latest funding round. Now, why would a company known for project management tools like Jira be interested in AI video? That's where things get really interesting. Imagine this. You're working on a project, and instead of just reading up Bates and Jira, you get a personalized video message from an AI project manager, outlining the next steps, highlighting potential roadblocks, maybe even cracking a few jokes to keep morale up. It could completely change how we collaborate and communicate in the workplace. All of this raises some huge questions, though. How will this technology change the way we work, communicate, and even consume information? Will AI-generated video become so commonplace that we can't even tell what's real anymore? And what about the ethical implications? Let's take a closer look at how this technology is evolving. Because it's not just about creating realistic avatars anymore. It's about making them smarter, more interactive, and more capable. Synfisium has been working on some groundbreaking stuff. They've released a version of their platform where users can create personal avatars with emotions, just using a laptop camera or a phone. They even got a Chrome extension to build basic videos based on screen data, talk about streamlining content creation. And they're not stopping there. They're developing AI video assistants that can convert documents into videos, add multi-language options, and even building collaboration features so multiple people can edit a video simultaneously. This is all happening right now, folks. It's not some far-off sci-fi fantasy. It's real. It's evolving rapidly, and it's going to have a major impact on all of us. So what do you think about all this? Are you excited about the possibilities of AI-generated video? Or are you feeling a little apprehensive about the potential downsides? Keep those questions in mind as we continue to explore this brave new world of technology. Now, while Synfisium is focused on empowering businesses with this tech, the implications of AI video go far beyond marketing and presentations. It really makes you wonder, what happens when AI can create videos that are practically indistinguishable from reality? How will we know what's genuine and what's fabricated? To put it into perspective, imagine a world where anyone could create a fake video of a political figure saying something inflammatory, or a deepfake used to spread misinformation and cause chaos. It's a chilling thought, and it presents a real challenge we need to address. Some experts believe the solution lies in developing advanced detection tools, algorithms that can analyze videos and flag potential deepfakes. There's been progress in this area for sure, but the technology used to create these fakes is constantly evolving, so it's an ongoing race. Others argue that education and media literacy are key, teaching people how to critically evaluate the content they encounter online, and to be more discerning about what they believe, is absolutely crucial in this evolving digital landscape. It all boils down to this. We need to be more aware of the potential for manipulation and become more skeptical of what we see and hear online. But it also raises a fascinating philosophical question. What does real even mean in a world where AI can create such convincing simulations? This question has puzzled philosophers for centuries, but it takes out a whole new urgency in the age of AI. Some people might say, so what if a video is fake, if it's entertaining or informative? But I think that misses the point. The real danger here is the erosion of trust. If we can't trust what we see and hear, How can we have meaningful conversations, make informed decisions? Let's not forget the incredible potential benefits of this technology. Think about the possibilities for education. Students could learn from historical figures brought to life through AI, or have personalized tutoring sessions with AI avatars tailored to their specific learning styles. They could revolutionize how we learn and teach. And then there's the potential for entertainment. We might see a whole new genre of interactive storytelling emerge, where viewers can influence the narrative and shape the outcome of the story. This could create truly immersive and engaging experiences unlike anything we see before, of course. There are the business applications we've already touched on. AI-generated video could streamline training processes, personalize marketing messages, and even create virtual customer service agents available 24/7. It could transform how businesses interact with their customers and employees. So while we need to be mindful of the risks, I think it's important to approach this technology with a sense of optimism and a willingness to explore its potential. It's a powerful tool with the potential for both good and bad, and it's up to us to guide its development responsibly. To go back to Synthesia and its impressive funding round, it's worth noting that some have raised concerns about the concentration of power in the tech industry. They argue that a handful of large companies are controlling the development and deployment of AI, which could have negative consequences for society. It's a valid concern, and something we need to be aware of as this technology continues to advance. But it's also important to recognize that many smaller companies and research groups are working on AI, and a lot of innovation is happening outside the big tech giants. Ultimately, I believe the future of AI isn't predetermined. It's something we as a society have a say in shaping. It's crucial that we engage in thoughtful conversations about the ethical implications of this technology and work together to ensure it's used for good. Now, I'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on the future of AI-generated video? Are you excited about the possibilities? Or are you concerned about the risks? Head over to our social media channels and share your thoughts. I'm really curious to hear what you have to say. But before we wrap up, let's shift gears for a moment and explore another fascinating aspect of this technology, its potential impact on human connection. And that's what we'll be diving into next. Okay, so we've talked about how AI-generated video could impact, education, entertainment, and business. But there's another area where this technology could have a really deep impact, and that's human connection. Imagine being able to video chat with a loved one who has passed away, or having an AI companion that provides emotional support and companionship. It might sound like science fiction, but it's becoming increasingly possible with these advances in AI. This, of course, raises some pretty big ethical questions. Is it right to create digital versions of people who are no longer with us? And how does this affect our understanding of death and grief? In a world when we can interact with digital representations of those we've lost, these are complex issues with no easy answers, but it's crucial to have these conversations, to explore the potential benefits and risks of this technology, and think about how we want to shape its development and use. Because one thing is certain, AI is here to stay. It's already changing the world around us in profound ways, and its impact will only grow in the years to come. So it's up to us to decide how we want to use this powerful tool to harness its potential for good while mitigating the risks. And that's where you come in. The future of AI is not something that will be decided by a small group of tech elites, so that we all have a role in shaping. So stay informed, ask questions, and engage in these conversations. Your voice matters. On that note, it's time to wrap up this deep dive into the world of AI-generated video. It's a rapidly evolving field with the potential to revolutionize how we communicate, learn, work, and even connect. While there are definitely challenges and ethical considerations to address, there's also a sense of wonder and excitement about what the future holds as we move forward. It's crucial to remember that technology is a tool. It's up to us to use it wisely and ensure it serves humanity's best interests. So keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep into the world of technology. Until next time.